Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Now I see De Niro smoking that cigarette. Goodfellas, again, we mourn the loss of 67-year-old actor Ray Liotta today. So last night, quickly, there's a restaurant in my neighborhood which everybody knows and enjoys. It's called Harbor Lights. And in fact, the owner of that restaurant lost his son on 9/11. And you may remember when that plane crashed in Rockaway, 2 months after 9/11, it literally crashed right across the street from Harbor Lights. It's a terrific restaurant. So we go there last night, me, Danielle, and Ava. And as we walk in the restaurant, there's a lady outside, and she sees me, and she goes, "Oh, my God, you're that radio guy. Sid, right?" And I'm like, yeah. And Danielle rolls her eyes again. She's like, "Jesus, is this going to be every damn day?" And she couldn't have been nicer. She goes, "You have to do me a favor. My husband is inside. He loves you. His name is Brendan. Go say hello to my husband. He'll freak out." I'm like, okay, no problem. We walk in. Danielle says, "Go say hello to the husband." She goes and sits at our table. I walk over. I meet Brendan. He's a sweetheart, great guy. His wife, Annie, beautiful girl. They have two beautiful daughters. And we sit down and have our dinner, watch the Ranger game. Dinner ends. I ask for the check. No check. So it turns out these people who I've never met before, first time in my whole life, Brendan and Annie, Brendan bought the dinner. He actually picked up the check. I didn't see him because he left before the end of my meal. So if you're listening right now, thank you very much. You didn't have to do that. That was unnecessary. But that's the type of people there are in that section of Queens, Rockaway, Breezy, Bell Harbor. And one of the finest people in that section in Breezy is a dear, dear friend of both of ours, longtime friend of mine, Tom Sullivan. You all know I'm friends with his brother Michael now for 42 years. Tom ran for Senate the last couple of years and lost to the mainstay, Joe Adaba Jr., but he's running again right now for New York State Assembly. And, in fact, he's running against a lady by the name of Stacey Pfeiffer Amato in the 23rd Assembly District. But more importantly, as we get ready to celebrate Memorial Day on Monday, he served in Iraq in 2005, Kuwait in 2009, and Afghanistan in 2015. So you check all the boxes with this guy. Huge heart, war hero, running for office. We need him to win. Here he is, back on the Bernie and Sid in the Morning Show, our dear friend Tom Sullivan. Good morning, Tom.
Good morning, Bernie, Sid. How are you? Harbor Lights. Is that a great local family restaurant or what?
It is. And again, for these people to buy, I never met them before, and
that's,
I haven't seen them since.
Neighborhood.
Yeah, very nice.
Welcome to the neighborhood.
Well, thank you.
My father loved that place.
And yesterday or 2 days ago, right outside my house, I see the Tom Sullivan van. Tommy Bernie drives around a van all over Queens with his face on it, his name on it. He's running for assembly. So before we get into the war stuff with Memorial Day coming up on Monday, you've run a couple of times. You ran a great race last time against a mainstay in Queens. How do you feel about this race for assembly?
You know, it's a challenge, and we're just trying to communicate to the community here, you know, the role of government in our lives. And, you know, you'll find this neighborhood of South Queens, they just want the basics out of their government. You know, they want to get to work safely. They want to get their kids to get to school safely and come home safely. They want a solid education. They want clean streets and paved roads. And with all these programs that everybody wants our government to get involved in, you just can't handle it all. And so we need to do these basic things for our friends and neighbors here in South Queens and, you know, frankly, for all of New York State.
Absolutely. Tom Sullivan, it's a great honor. Tom Sullivan running for the New York State Assembly in South Queens. And Tom, A, thank you for your service in the military. Unbelievable record that you have. Also for what you did on 9/11. I mean, you are a true, true American New York hero. And it's really just an honor and a pleasure every time I speak to you through your friendship with Sid Rosenberg. So I'm blessed to have these contacts so I can speak to you. So anyway, coming up this November of 2022, everybody's expecting this huge red wave, and I hope that you can ride the wave into the state assembly. But my question to you is this. Do you expect that red wave to actually, in a place like New York, the People's Republic of New York, to manifest itself here as well?
Well, I just ask all New Yorkers, you know, especially the folks in the district, to, you know, read up on your candidates, give us an opportunity here in New York as a Republican. You'll find some great people running for these offices. And I often hear the term out there, where are the Republicans in New York, specifically New York City? And, you know, we're out there, but we're fighting. You know, the media is not always gives us our fair share of time, except for folks like you and Sid. And we're out there. And as Bernie mentioned, as Sid mentioned, I'm out there driving around in the van. I stop on the streets and just I'm looking to engage the community at every street corner. So if you see the van, wave me down. Right. Have a conversation.
Right.
And I'll pull over. That's what I do. You know, Sid, you saw it.
No, you are a sweet guy, and you will get out of the van and say hello. So, big story in today's New York Post. I've been getting close, much closer lately, with Andrew Giuliani. In fact, we were supposed to lunch together yesterday. We're going to do it on Tuesday. And he's in this race against Lee Zeldin, Rob Astorino, Harry Wilson, and others. And it turns out now that, according to the New York Post today, that Andrew Giuliani has overtaken Lee Zeldin and is now in the lead for the governor race. I bring that up because you served in three different countries. Once again, Iraq, Kuwait, and Afghanistan. Lee Zeldin also served, and I know you and Lee, both politically and militarily, have become very good friends. And in fact, he even gave you a very nice endorsement all the way back in 2020, the last time you ran. What are your thoughts on Zeldin's race and this horse on the outside named Andrew Giuliani?
Yeah, so look, this is what it's about, getting to know the candidates. You know, his dad has been coming down to the Rockaways for ages. We saw him out here last year.
I mean, Giuliani. Right?
Yes. Yeah. And just great New Yorkers that have so much passion for the city. And, you know, this is what primaries are about. You get to know the candidates. You make a smart choice. And that's all we ask out of the process. Lee Zeldin, I do happen to know. I know him from the military. We bumped into each other. Our paths have crossed a few times in uniform. And I've been out to a couple of events now out in Long Island that he and Andrew have shown up to. And they're just fine gentlemen, both of them, and they'd be great for New York. But Lee, I just, like I said, I know him a lot better from different facets of his life. And we see the commercials of all the candidates, or we hear them talk, but when you talk to him one-on-one, he's just an absolute true gentleman who has just an exceptional knowledge of what New York is good for New York. And he's a fantastic congressman, and he would make a fine governor here in New York.
No doubt. Tom Sullivan running for the New York State Assembly here in New York in South Queens. And Tom Sullivan, listen, the big overriding one singular issue, of course, crime, but it's the no jail, no bail law that emanates from the state legislature, which you are aspiring to become a member of. So the question is this. You know, it's the time for niceties are over. I mean, these people are dug in despite the fact that they see blood and carnage occurring all over the state, but particularly in New York City. And I'm talking about Heastie and Stuart Cousins. Mayor Adams won't call them out by name. I mean, what can be done? Even if you get elected, you're still going to be in the minority, and these people are going to still be dug in. They won't let it come up for a vote. What can be done about this no jail, no bail law? Assuming you do get elected.
All right. First off, there is no question. We have taken our eyes off the ball here. It is about law abiding citizens. The majority of the people abide by our laws every single day. They just want to go to work safely. They want the kids to go to school safely. You know, what about our victims, right? We forget of our victims. We're so darn, these, you know, I hate to say this, but the Democratic Party is so focused on the people who are offending everybody, right?
Thugs, yeah.
Whether through violence or not. So they've taken this no cash bail thing way too far. And, you know, it's set often out there that there's, if you lock up about 1,400 to close to 1,600 people, crime would probably drop about 80%, right? Especially the serious crimes in this neighborhood. But what that's done is given license in these neighborhoods like Howard Beach and Ozone Park.
Yep.
We may not experience the violence other places in New York City, but they're stealing cars again. They're breaking into cars. There's home invasions. Graffiti is getting all over, and it's all accepted. How did this become acceptable? It's because they allowed it to become acceptable, and this is what they talk about. This is what their policies support, and it's time for a policy change. I don't want to get personal with anybody, but their policies are flawed.
No question.
And it's time for a change in here in New York,
yep.
And I would ask these people in these neighborhoods to, consider a change.
And I see exactly what you're talking about. Driving through Howard Beach, Cross Bay Boulevard, and all these spots on my way home on most days. In the last 60 seconds, Tom Sullivan, not only are you running for office, third time now, not only do you have a great grasp of what New Yorkers and people in South Queens need. Bernie mentioned what you did 9/11, literally throwing bodies on your back and saving lives in those buildings that day. And I mentioned you served in Iraq in 2005, Kuwait in 2009, Afghanistan in 2015. Monday is Memorial Day. What is your message to Americans enjoying that day off, eating a hamburger from a guy that actually put his life on the line all over this world?
Memorial Day is a day of remembrance for all those who never made it back home. And any veteran who made it back home remembers a friend, a neighbor that never made that back home. And we made a promise, and we used the term never forget today. But that's Memorial Day. Never forget. Remember. And how do you do that? Go over to the local American Legion, local VFW. Guaranteed you're going to find a little, you know, wreath laying ceremony. Go out to a parade. Show them that you haven't forgotten. Show them that you do remember and that you embrace these soldiers and these amazing people. My earliest days of veteran of Memorial Day is when I was 8 years old. We had World War II veterans on a small little block. We would assemble at the neighbor's house, and it was a World War I veteran. And I didn't realize it back then. My father just told me, said, these are great people. We would go to that yard. We would raise the flag from half mast to full mast at noon. Had to be done at noon. And it was just paying a little honor to these people that walk among us every day. So please take time out of your day and remember these veterans because one day, you know, they don't want to feel forgotten.
Wow.
Their service wasn't for in vain.
What right? A message. What a great message. So, and what a terrific guy you are, Tom, the whole Sullivan family. But you're the nicest of the bunch. Don't tell Michael I said that.
That being said, my brother Mike was all over me. Wish Bernie well, health. To both of you, and from all the Sullivans at Brennan and Carr, we wish you and all the good people of New York and this country a blessed, peaceful Memorial Day, and remember those who serve.
All right, Tom. Great job. We love you. Good luck in your race. We'll talk again before November. I'll see you on the beach coming up this weekend, folks. That is Tom Sullivan running for New York State Assembly in the 25th District. And as you can hear, what a special, special guy he is, Tom Sullivan. Still more to come, including John Catsimatidis kicking off Memorial Day coverage today, Rob Shooter, and Greg Kelly. Hour number two of Bernie and Sid right after this.